Hey everyone, my name is Dave Nixon and welcome to the Alpha Theta Flow podcast. This is Flow 761 and today I'm talking about the coach's circle. Now before I get onto the coach's circle, sorry I missed last week. We had a bit of a hectic week and had a couple of things to catch up on. One of those things was finalizing all the details for the coach's circle and the inner game. They are two programs that I used to run and I paused them while I was renovating the gym, and the focus went back to the business, functional fitness. However, since then, I've been able to go back and look at how we want to run this and how we want to offer the online training for both coaches, peak performers, and athletes, and the one-on-one stuff that I do coaching-wise with people as well. Also, have a look at what are our seminar offerings, what are our retreat offerings. And how does that pan out over the next 12 months? So at the end of each episode, I usually say, if you want to find out more about the coach's circle or the inner game, I send you over to the website, Alpha Theta Flow. However, we just wanted to make sure we finalized what those offerings really were and when they're starting. So they actually are starting next week, but you can sign up at any time. The recordings, the online lessons are all recorded, so you can watch back. You'll have a community to engage with. But this episode today is to give you a rundown of the what and the why. If you want more information, then you can go to alphathetaflow.com and you can find out more information. I'm going to talk about the inner game in the next podcast. The coach's circle is primarily for trainers and coaches and fitness and health professionals. It takes on the angle of looking at health. A lot of people use the term holistic. I would, talk about being in the people industry rather than the fitness industry or the health industry. So we're in the people industry, and what we're really doing is taking an integrative approach to what health is. And so rather than a very reductionistic view of health, as in health are just numbers on a spreadsheet, health are just things that we can see, the just before and after photos and two moments in time on scales, rather than looking at health as that, we want to look at health as a continual relationship with the types of individuals that we're working with. And so it's crucial that with the coach's circle, we're helping people in the fitness and health industry shift into this idea of the people industry, so that way they can continue to work with individuals as those individuals continue to become more interdependent within an interdependent society. This helps us to create intergenerational change that is that's what is empowering. So rather than people getting results because of the trainer, as if that's sort of empowering. I got my best results when I got pushed by this person. Then they moved away and I lost them all. It's like, that's the fucking most disempowering thing I've ever heard. It's making sure that we're helping individuals make their own path by their own hands. Anyway, the program is basically broken down into five segments. We've got coaching baseline, understanding people. Then from number three is from black and white to process. Four is developing training offerings. And then five is fitness and health leader, the people industry. So these are each broken down into two online lessons. So there's 10 online lessons to cover. They go for about an hour. In coaching baseline, what we're really looking there is going, let's just make a baseline of what the difference between training and coaching actually is. Because there is a difference. There's a difference between coaching, training, mentoring, consulting, and therapy, right? Or counseling. Big difference. And so it's making sure that people have that established so that we can go, training is teaching a skill, whereas coaching is helping to facilitate change based on where the person's at and where they want to go, not by advice, but by asking questions, so engaging in conversation. And so by creating this baseline of coaching, we can start to have an indication of what do we want to get out of the program. Then we start looking at two main models. These are called meta models. One is called the quadrants. This is to do with Ken Wilber. I've done a lot of work with what Ken's work, basically. It's quite fascinating work. And this allows us to take multiple perspectives when we look at what health actually means. That'll make more sense. How can I explain that? The individual should have a say with what health means for them, because The word there is means, and they're the meaning maker. So health looks different for each person. Now, it can look similar, but it's going to be different. And I think it's so crucial that people learn to have a say in what health means for them. Otherwise, they just chase numbers. They chase numbers hoping that they're going to get to a number and then they're going to feel amazing when they get there, and then it doesn't happen. So they just push the goal further away and just keep chasing until they burn out and realize that they just fucking chase something because they couldn't find what they wanted inside them in the first place. So it helps people get a good understanding of that, but also more than anything, it helps the trainer or the coach get a good understanding of themselves. That's important. Then we look at also the alpha theta map. And so we start looking at the three main, you can call them pillars, how do you want to call them that? And then, you know, these are developments of move, mind, and mouth, so nutrition. And then the stages people develop through. So people develop, you know, their kinesthetic awareness through stages. People develop their own, let's call it self-awareness, through stages. And how do we identify that? How can we then communicate to different stages of that? From there, that moves on to understanding people, and this is where we start looking at, you know, being able to identify personality types and then starting to coach to people's thinking patterns. So we're starting to pick up on how they language or what they're not saying, and in order to, you know, help them ask the best questions, hearing those thinking patterns or what people are not saying as well as what they're saying is really powerful for helping them to get a better understanding of themselves. Mentally and therefore physically. I said before, black and white to process. Now, that means it's either or. I'm either on the bandwagon or I'm off the bandwagon. You know, it's getting away from this black and white thinking. It's an earlier stage thinking into seeing both health and training and nutrition as process, not this sort of static black and white thing. And so the process of that means that if I had a great day in the gym, great, that's just part of the process. If I have a rough day in the gym, great, that's just part of the process. If I get to a stage where I no longer actually want to go to the gym, I'm not enjoying it, great, that's part of your fucking process. Like, it's a matter of being able to see none of this is failure. It's the same thing. I heard of a conversation with some friends recently. They go, you know, are you disciplined? And the person's like, oh, I'm pretty disciplined, but I suck at consistency. It's like, well, I guess you're not disciplined then, right? But here's the thing. Disciplined at what? We are all disciplined and we're all consistent with some things. So to say that, you know, to identify as not being disciplined or consistent means that we're just focusing on specific things rather than going, hang on a sec, what am I disciplined in? What am I consistent in? And why am I really good at those things? Even if they are, you know, packing the dishwasher, brushing my teeth, you know, it's like some whatever it might be, why am I good at those things? And if you fucking look at the rules of why you're good at those things, you might become disciplined in the other things you may not be so good at the moment. Funny. So from there, we move on to developing training offerings. Now, this is me. What I'm talking about here is listening and looking for people's blind spots. So these, when you start to learn them, you can hear them on the floor, on the gym floor, in conversations. You start to hear them in yourself, and they're blind spots. People that may not be aware of the certain parts of their worldview that are absolutely bottlenecking them from moving further forward in what they really want to achieve. And this goes for ourselves as well. I haven't worked with a single coach that has not had blind spots. It's a normal part of the human psyche. And so it's a matter of making sure that we can do what we can to help bring those things to our attention and then being like, so what the fuck do you want to do with that? You know, and then from there, once it becomes into our awareness, it's just, you're going to suck at it. If you're changing something or you're learning about something that's been a blind spot for your whole fucking life, you're going to be a beginner, and that's okay. Now, then it's also looking at how do we create training and practice offers for the blind spots. So it's like, so I suck at X, Y, or Z, and it doesn't just mean my hamstrings are weak. That could be one of them, right? But it might be more along the lines of like, well, you always continually, you know, you continually put other people first. So what's that about? So here's some practices for you so that you can learn to actually not necessarily go, I'm going to put me first, because that's the same thing. So like, it's gaining flexibility that we want, not rigidity. And just putting yourself first or putting other people first is more often than not, it's usually rigid. So just trying to do the opposite can be just as rigid. So it's a matter of being like, how can we learn to then be flexible to the moment so we can meet the moment with what's required, rather than being like, I gotta put me first, rather than doing that, right? Because it's usually, that's the fucking yo-yo, that's the black and white. Can you hear it? It's like, I keep on putting everyone first, I'm gonna put me first. It's the same as like, oh, I've been on this diet for so long, I'm sick of it, I'm gonna go on a diet again now, I'm gonna go off a diet. It's a fucking yo-yo. It's black and white. When we can move past that, that's the kind of things that we're looking at. How do we create those offerings? And that's what it teaches. We start looking at fitness and health leader in the people industry. This is helping people to get a good understanding of, you know, how they communicate and what their values and beliefs are. And then, especially those that have businesses, how do you create cultural change and also establish self-practices and integrate all your learnings? So that's the coach's circle. It's a little bit different to how I ran in the past. We've got significantly more structure to this. I'm really excited about doing this and continually doing it. The way that it's done, because it's done in 5 modules and so 10 lessons, you can kind of start whenever you want and you just get the lessons that you may have missed in that 20-week program. You get access to them and then you get to rock up in the next ones anyway. So if you come halfway through the program, then you get to do the other half of the next program as well. There actually is a program after the Coach's Circle and in a game called the Roundtable. And so people that actually go through the Coach's Circle and go through the inner game will have an opportunity to get access to the Roundtable, which is basically just, you know, all of the graduates are in that program with me, and that's where we get into a lot of the deep stuff, a lot of the fun stuff. Stuff that we can't get into in those programs because people need to have a good base understanding of the models in those programs in order to go through all the other juicy stuff. But anyway, that's me. I'm done. Thank you very much for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, then please like, subscribe, share it with a friend, grab a copy of my book, Mining Yourself, online or in stores. If you are interested in learning more about the inner game and the coach's circle that I just mentioned, then head to alphathetaflow.com. But that's it from me. Big love, peace and pizza. I'll see you all soon.